Is running on a treadmill easier than running outside? No. It's true that on a treadmill, there is no air resistance. To make up for that, some people set the treadmill's incline to 1% to approximate the amount of extra energy they'd use outdoors. However, research shows that at slower speeds, there was no significant difference in the amount of oxygen uptake used for running inside versus outdoors. In fact, many people think the treadmill feels harder. Runners on treadmills who were asked to replicate a pace they had previously run on a track, for example, jogged more than 2 minutes per mile slower. Irene Davis of Harvard Medical School, who studies the biomechanics of running, blames the treadmills forcing them to stay at one speed, which is unnatural. For those who still use a treadmill, Davis recommends adjusting the speed and the incline according to how you feel. Anything constant is not a good thing for your body, she says. Does exercising slowly burn more fat? No. The idea of the fat burning zone starts with the fact that the body can quickly turn carbohydrates into fuel, so they are called upon in an intense workout. Fat is burned more slowly, making an ideal fuel for a slow pace. Unfortunately, while it is true that we burn proportionally more fat than carbohydrates at a slower pace, the amount of both burned will be much higher at higher intensities. So keep up the pace. What should I be eating? Nothing. For a light workout, don't eat immediately before. While elite athletes will get more power if they increase their carbs for a few days before a big event, those who are exercising to stay healthy and lose weight don't need that energy boost. Researchers at the University of Bath ask overweight men to walk for an hour on a treadmill on an empty stomach and after a heavy breakfast. Sure enough, samples taken from their fat tissue afterwards showed that more fat was used to fuel the exercise when the men fasted than when they had eaten. Post-workout, eat protein, which provides the building blocks required for replenishing muscle, said Louise Burke, head of nutrition at the Australian Institute of Sport. She recommends eating about 20 grams of protein, the amount in about 3 eggs, 1 cup of lentils, or 3 ounces of lean beef, within 30 to 60 minutes of finishing an exercise session to build new muscle. In addition, include 20 grams of protein in every meal the following day.